I am absolutely buzzing to see Leonardo DiCaprio's new movie. Leo's new film is getting the best reviews any film has ever got, I think.
Okay.
So, Leonardo is a booze-sodden shadow of a man, and it's absolutely exhilarating, writes Brian Vinner in the papers this morning. It's called One Battle After Another.
Right.
It's going to be in cinemas this day week. I think two or three of my favourite films of all time, Leo's been in them.
Yeah, which are, let me guess, Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Because I know you love Margot Robbie.
No, it's nothing to do with Margot Robbie.
Nothing at all to
Sitting
do with Margot.
Sitting on the floor, winking back at you.
Shutter Island.
Shutter Island was amazing.
Great film.
Do you know what? Like, and even like Titanic's a masterpiece as well.
It is, really, isn't it?
It really is. For something that was brought out in 1997.
Yeah.
They changed cinema, that film.
Absolutely. I think he's great in Gatsby. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
He's brilliant in that.
He's bloody good actor.
He is, yeah.
And do you know what I love as well? A film that he was in that, I loved the soundtrack more than I did the film, was The Beach.
Oh, that's right. That was...
Monday was on Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, that was another brilliant film.
Lads, I can't think of their name. The girl band from the UK.
All Saints. Yeah.
Take me to my beach.
Yeah, that actual place in Thailand has become almost like a tourist destination off the back of that flick.
There you go.
Anyway, let's go back to current.
Yes.
Current events. One Battle After Another will be in Cork Cinemas next Friday. But now that he's turned 50, his baby face good looks have faded a little bit. Still a good looking lad.
Yeah.
But Leonardo is becoming an expert at playing middle aged men gone a bit mental.
Okay, yeah.
So this is his role he's stepping into, and he's doing it really good. Does anyone else think that Leo is slowly morphing into Jack Nicholson?
I knew you were going to say that. He is.
Yeah. He is, isn't he?
I can't deny it.
Yeah.
He is. He's even going for the same kind of roles now that Jack would have gone for.
Looking a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Anyway, that one's out on Friday. The reviews are incredible. If you want to book yourself in nice and early to check that one out. Every 30 years, they say, stuff happens in terms of fashion.
Okay.
Stuff in the 80s are now very, very hot.
Yeah, comes back around.
Comes back around. Do you know the latest thing that Gen Z are now in love with?
God.
Landlines.
What?
Landline phones in home. It's all new for them. More and more people are putting landlines back in their home because they're trying to do this stepping away from phones thing.
You see, it's a novelty to them right now. But
yeah.
Back in the day, they wouldn't feel the same if they had to queue up to make a phone call on the landline. And you've got siblings who've been on it for about three quarters of an hour.
Or that girl you're fancy promised she'd ring you at the phone box at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And there's an old one in there talking to her sister in New York for 45 minutes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So no, I'm sorry, but unless you've actually lived through the landline culture.
Yeah.
I don't think you really
I had to cycle 2 miles to a phone box. I sound like I'm from the 18th century.
You are.
You know, hot things from the 80s that are back now.
Yeah.
Rubik's Cubes are selling like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Diaries are a real thing again.
I had a diary and a dinky diary.
People journaling and writing down stuff. People are going back to maps. Why would you do that? Google Maps is one of the greatest inventions of all time. How did people get around back in the day?
We've all just got these memories of parents or grandparents or whatever just pulling out a huge sheet of paper.
So big you couldn't see off the front of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're here. No, that's the Isle of Man, Bridie. Jesus. Like,
do you remember though?
Fighting and squabbling over where we're going to. Vinyl is massive again. The biggest selling format is vinyl records because it sounds beautiful. Cassettes are back. Power suits are back.
God,
how many lads have you seen rocking the Tom Selleck, Ronnie, and the hair and the Hawaiian shirt? It's full 360 again.
It really is. There's so many of those young lads around at the minute.
And the mullets are back, baby.
Mullets, yeah. You said there was a load of those up at the ploughing.
Everyone had a mullet.
Central.
Every man, woman, and child had a mullet. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is. It is. It's Christine from Cork, everybody.
Yay!
Oh my God. They didn't really kill you. How are you?
Good. All good. Yeah, I said I feel like our Lord. I died on Tuesday and I rose
again. And you've rose again. As according to the traitor scriptures. Listen, you did Cork incredibly proud.
Oh yeah.
I'd say you have a huge new fan base of people from across the nation. Anybody sliding into the DMs yet, are they?
Not yet.
Not yet, no?
Bad form, lads. Sort that out.
Listen, again, I'm going to be straight up honest with you, okay? I've watched the first three episodes, 2.5 to 3 episodes. I still haven't got to your thing. By the fact that you're standing here.
Spoiler.
It's a spoiler alert. But we deliberately said we'll talk to you on Friday to give people lots of time to catch up and everything and watch the show. You must have loved it. It must have been an incredible experience for you, was it?
It was so... do you know what? It's just so bizarre because you're locked up with a load of strangers and everyone has so many different unique personality traits. And, you know, like I went in there with the intention of kind of, I wanted to work on my gut feeling a bit more. And then, you know, everyone had their own reasons for going in, but I just wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
Wanted to have fun, see how far I'd go, see what it was all about. You know, there was no major game plan. There was no major kind of thought process. It was just a case of if I got in and I got through, then it was like, I'll take it step by step.
How do you get into a show like that, first of all? Did you apply? Because I know you've been in Young Offenders. You do a lot of kind of theatre and acting stuff. And you're very active on Instagram with poetry and whatnot. So this was perfect for you. So did they find you or did you apply?
No, I actually have to give a special mention to my group of... We're still in our group chat as the Play School Moms.
Okay.
So we met when our boys started Play School together. And they actually sent me the link last August. One of the girls is a huge fan. I'd never watched the show, never heard the show. So when they put the link in, they were like, oh, I think it'd be great, you should apply. Again, I looked at it and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
So I had a quick look, sent off the application, thought nothing of it. And then I got a phone call a few weeks later. And then that was one round. And then there was another round. There was rounds and a massive process involved.
Whoa.
It was a good 6-7, if not 8 interviews and kind of a proper... not interrogation, I'm going to say, but like they
grilled it down to find out what you're like.
They go through everything with a fine tooth comb, and that's why it's very important for anyone younger listening, especially teenagers, especially even younger. If you have a record of anything,
criminal record,
anything, social media, anything, if you have anything from your past that's going to affect your future, this is your warning now that if you don't have somewhat of a clean slate. So thankfully, all of us in there had clean slates, clearly.
What about the unpaid parking fines that you have? You got these, obviously. Rory is a massive, massive fan of the show.
I'd never seen the show before, and I only started watching it because we were talking about it on air, and I started watching it in work, you know, and get paid for it while I do it. And I got hooked in it. Now my wife is hooked in it as well. So we've been watching it since, and there's just so many huge characters in it, like yourself, and there's Eamon, Paddy, and Nick. It's fascinating to watch. Can I ask you about your last scene, though? The funeral scene. And there's the three of you in the coffin, and my anxiety is going through the roof seeing you in there. And then when the lid goes on top of you, I nearly lost my life. What was that like to film?
So it was all, the emotions that you're seeing are all very real. They're all very valid. You know, none of us know that day exactly what's going to happen. We just were made aware as things are happening, what's kind of happening moment by moment. But none of us knew we were going to be laying in a coffin. So the tears, the emotion, that's all very real, very much valid. But I've said this on other interviews, that there is more room in those coffins in Slane Castle than there is in the MRI machines. So honestly, I didn't feel claustrophobic in there. There was no padding around my head. It was absolutely fine. If anything, when I was laying down, I could hear Paddy going, thanks for coming, thanks for coming.
He got really into it, didn't he? He thought he was at a real funeral.
So I was kind of like, you know, I was doing the little sneaky, like trying to sit up and have a look, and I could see like my toes and the just slightly above, and I could see Paddy, and he was really mourning.
What a hero of a man.
It's a genius format. I mean, for you to get involved in something like that, and for it to be the first time we've had it in this country, it was a special time to be involved in it. Like, are you a little bit heartbroken that you're gone out of it now?
No.
No?
No, honestly.
Why?
Honestly, I just feel that I do believe, and it might sound very cliche or cheesy, but I think everything in your life happens in a sequence of events the way it's supposed to happen. And if Nick didn't hug me, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be going on the other show tonight. You know, there's things that happen in a chain of events with everything, with every person we meet, with every situation that happens. So I really, truly believe that I went out at a great time, a great exit. Obviously, I'm rooting big time for who's left, but I'm very
happy. Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the girls. Come on, team girls.
Yeah, okay.
So we have Joanna, Faye, Oyen, Vanessa and Kelly that are left.
Oyen's the best. She's so perceptive.
So intuitive, but they all have such lovely, unique personalities. And it's great because we're all such different age ranges as well and different backgrounds. And, you know, no matter what, it was lovely to see that we all had the ability to find at least one or two things in common with each other, which was great.
Okay. So I was warned by your superiors. Do not talk about any future episodes. You probably don't even know, do you?
No comment.
That was really well practiced.
She's good. You said you're going to be on another show tonight. Are you on The Late Late?
I am.
No way!
Isn't that like the pinnacle of Irish television?
Oh, it's yeah. Like,
so you're on The Late Late tonight with who else?
From the castle?
Yeah.
Also Daddy Poddy.
Lovely.
Andrew and Caitlin.
That's Cork as well represented. So you did brilliant. We're usually proud of you. Christine from Cork on Instagram. Go and give her a follow and keep an eye, an update on her life. Where to next? When are we going to see you back on the telly box? What's the plan?
I have no clue. I mean, if someone's listening and they want to give me a shout, give me a call. I'm sure there's a few TV shows that need a few extra. Well, not even extra. There's a few extra characters.
Yeah.
So, open to anything, whatever doors are open.
We need a traitor in the panto writers.
Absolutely.
Nanny Nelly. Oh, I did say, didn't I say the there was something, the dirty article. That was one thing
dirty
I used. That's kind of a Nanny Nelly phrase, isn't it?
Yeah. Dirty looking article, yeah. Who gets the 50K? We will find out.
Can I just say a quick hello to my kids that are on the way to school this morning?
Oh, yes.
They're on the way to school. Big shout out to Cameron and Sophie and my friend Julie. She is lending a hand this morning, and her too, Fiona and Rose. So big hi guys, and thank you so much for helping the support this morning. Be lost without that.
Julie twins of me is bringing your kids to school.
She is,
actually. This is where I met Christine for the very first time. The two of us are sitting beside each other at a parent teacher meeting.
Yes.
down Crosshaven direction.
Yeah.
Listen, keep up the great work, and it's lovely to see you, and well done again.
Thanks so much.
It's Christine, everybody.
Sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. The late, great, wonderful Larry Gogan had this quiz called the Just a Minute Quiz that ran for about 700 years.
Is right.
Didn't really suit you, Mary, did they? Is right. Is right. But the funniest part of the Just a Minute Quiz was some of the incorrect answers. And there was a legendary list that was going around. Like, you know, somebody was asked, where's the Taj Mahal? And your man went, it's across from the Chipper Jolly. Because there was a takeaway in Dublin called the Taj Mahal. What is the capital of France? Somebody said F.
Oh, God.
Well, that's technically true.
Which is the kind of right.
It is, yeah.
There was a question, what star do travellers follow? Okay. And your man says, Joe Dolan. So
oh, me, oh, boy.
Which I thought was one of the greatest answers of all time. You can't bait a good quiz answer. Now, what year did the TV show Seinfeld make its debut? 89 or 99?
89.
Larry Tompkins is originally...
Oh, no! One Direction, no.
Larry Tompkins was not in One Direction. You guessed the question and gave me the greatest answer I've ever received.
I sat in the dark, man.
That is amazing. Larry Tompkins is originally from what county?
Kildare.
There you go. Back to School Blitz, Red FM. Victoria.
Yeah.
Where are we off? So we're going to Knock It this morning.
We are.
Hello there, Holly. How are you?
Hi, Casey. How are you?
Has Jack done a bit of rapping for you yet this morning, Holly?
Yeah, both Jack and Zoe have been practicing. We're getting a little sneak preview of what they've got in store. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, fantastic. That's incredible. Because two very special kids, all part of the cabin crew.
Yay! Yeah.
Can we have a chat with Zoe first, please, Holly, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I'll pop her on there to you now.
Morning.
How are you?
Hi, Zoe.
I'm good. What's the story?
All right, girl.
Girl.
I love it.
Zoe, you little superstar. It's so lovely to talk to you again. How is life?
Aww.
Life is good, Casey. Life is good.
It is, yeah. You have been busy making beats. Tell me what you're working on at the moment.
Nothing really. We have an EP playlist that drops today. It's an album.
Okay.
There's four songs.
Lovely.
So that's what we're up to at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, you're still taking over the world, right?
That's right, yeah.
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 You know, All day, every day.
We're so proud of everything you do up there in the cabin crew. You just have the best friends, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have all incredible bonds.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'd be without them, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. I know. They're just the, your best friends and great people, and you're just creating, which is great to do, Zoe, when you're your age. And Jack is 10. Now, do you love each other very much?
I love Jack. He's my best friend in the whole entire world.
Oh, man.
We treat each other like siblings. I'm in his house nearly every day of my life.
And you're cousins, aren't you, Zoe, yeah?
He has done something very special. Can I play what Jack can I play what Jack has done? He's recorded a very, very special song for a member of his family. This is Jack Cooney. Have a listen.
My little sister, here you are, lighting up the room, cause you're my little star. When I look at you, you make me feel alive. You fill me up with love, so I beam with pride. I give thanks to my mum and dad for bringing me a sister. I always wanted to have such tiny hands, but the biggest smile. If love was water, I'd fill up the river now. You're the one that I love the most. You're sweetest and I tell her that I put on my toast. And I hope we grow up to be best friends, and we stay that way until the very end. I'll help you build forts, I'll help you write bars, I'll show you how to fight and teach you how to drive cars. You're gonna grow up very well protected. My duty as a brother, I'm never gonna neglect it.
Lads, come on.
I'm gone. That was so good.
That is so good. Good morning, Jack. How are you, kids?
What the star?
Oh, my God. Jack, you are seriously talented. Do you know that?
I know I am.
Yeah, I know you. I love it. The confidence is amazing. Jack, what would you like to do when you leave school? Are you going to concentrate on music? Is that where you want to go?
Yeah, I'd probably do that or like football or something.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Either, who would you play for though? Very important question.
Like any team.
Like Man United?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, do you know
even
what
though they're quite bad. Like,
they're not doing good at the moment. I think like...
Loyal supporter right there.
I think maybe Liverpool would be a better option. Okay. Listen, we're super proud of all the things that you do. Yeah. Jack, you are so, so talented. Mm-hmm. And we want to give you the VIP treatment and get you to school. So you mentioned in that little rap, I teach you how to drive a car. Now, we're going to hand you the keys of the Red FM Jeep. You go for it right now. You show us how to drive a car. Is that okay?
No, not really.
You have to think about that one.
Yeah. Give them beeps. Listen, Zoe and Jack, you're two beautiful, beautiful kids. We love talking to you. Aww. You're on the run to school in the Red FM Jeeps. Let's get there. You get your prize packs, your school bags. And Jack, we will see you very, very soon. We'd love to have you in here yourself and Zoe, okay?
Absolutely. They're beeping away, look.
All right. Great stuff, guys. Thanks for being on Red FM. See you later on. You love.
Never better. How are you, Casey?
You look mighty.
Thanks so much. So do you.
Do you know what? I haven't seen you since you were in here with Prendeville when you had that spectacular interview with him that people are still talking about. How are you?
I'm great. I'm up since 3:30.
Okay. Why are you up at 3:30?
Well, I had to edit a podcast before I came up, and I knew I was coming up here, so I want to come in fine and fresh. And I've arrived.
Brendan Dennehy, you're editing podcasts since 3:30 this morning.
I got up at 3:30 to edit it. It was 2 hours editing it.
Don't you have a team of minions do all that crack for you?
All solo. All absolutely solo.
You're doing this all on your own. Tell everyone the name of your new solo podcast.
It's The Comeback with Brendan Dennehy.
Yes, it is. And it's doing amazing numbers for you.
Yeah, I'm delighted. It surpassed any kind of expectations I had. And you know the way people all say that? No, I really mean it. It really has.
Yeah.
I thought I might be getting, like, we'll say 500-600 listens a week, but...
You're doing 10,000 downloads a time.
Over 10,000,
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
But it's finding people all the time. Is that tough?
No, do you know what? I think obviously the skills I learned here with Neil and the gang, I was always a great one sniffing out a story. Anywhere I go, I'm sniffing out a story.
Some woman for the gossip.
Oh, yeah. I am some woman for the news. That just comes naturally. Like, I just pick it up anywhere. People are gravitating to me as well. I've like probably already another 12 record. Like, I'm done up to Christmas, but they keep on coming. I did 3 now yesterday.
Wow.
In a row, 3, yeah.
That's they are fantastic. The most moving stories, Brenda, aren't
Thanks,
they?
Thanks, Vic. Yeah, do you know what it is? It's real life stories, similar to what you'd hear with Neil.
Yeah.
And, like, as I say, it's Mary Up and Nat Nahini, John and Ballincollig. It's not like, if I know if I got some big, massive star, they wouldn't want to, they'd have no interest. They don't. It's real life stories that you can identify with. That's all about. Yeah.
And it is finding those golden people. And they're out there. Everybody has a story to tell.
Everyone.
And your comeback has been phenomenal to watch. Like, I know what you've gone through, where you were mentally with everything that you had to struggle through, for you to be out the other side, and even just to have you as a presence there, you know, talking about your own experiences. You've been so open about everything you went through. Is that okay? Do you find that okay to talk about?
I do know when I made up my mind to do it publicly. I was, all, yeah. I thought when I was in treatment, I was like, oh my God, no one can find out about me, because I did think like people wouldn't want to be friends with me. And they'd be embarrassed to make,
I know, that's mad, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. It's actually the opposite. People are proud of you for changing your life around.
Absolutely.
It's been the best thing I've ever done. And I did it, I opened up like a year ago. And you know what? I'm so glad I did, because it was a month before my dad actually died.
Yeah.
So he actually was around to see, you know, the first podcast I did on it. And he kind of, you know, people even coming up to him, I heard about your daughter and we'd no idea, you know, very proud of her. And he was there for that until he passed away a month later. So, you know.
He was there to see you get a marathon medal around your neck and everything.
Yeah.
It was just, you have those magic moments with him, don't you?
Yeah. And as I said on the first podcast, it was like he knew everything was okay for me. And, you know, he was ready to leave. So that's how I see it.
Brenda.
Yeah, that's how I kind of look at
lovely.
It. Yeah.
So you are an ambassador for the marathon for this weekend, for the Echo Women's Mini Marathon. This is a huge, huge event. You're obviously going to run and possibly win it now, the fitness you're in.
I tell you, no, I'm not. I'm going to run and chat.
Are you going to have a microphone when you're running alongside people?
Who knows? Like, I just want to have the crowd. I actually think I'll walk, chat, skip, sprint, do all sorts.
Actually, joking aside, has anyone ever recorded a marathon podcast as they're taking part in the actual marathon themselves?
I don't know. It's a good idea, isn't it, Vic?
It is a good idea.
Could you get little 10-minute chats with people as you jog? And I mean, there'll be a lot of this in the podcast. But it could be actually quite good, yeah.
Yeah, how many marathons have you run now, Brent?
So I've done six.
God.
Just the six.
That's
and
nuts.
You've done them all over the world, haven't you?
Oh, well, I just did New York and London and Dublin.
Hello.
Yeah.
Only those few.
Yeah, and this the second year now doing the Brand Ambassador for the Echo Women's Mini Marathon. And I'm not joking, the atmosphere at this is as good as any marathon.
It's wild.
And it's a camaraderie with all the women. And if anyone's listening, it's still time to sign up as well. You can even register and you can collect your ticket down at the Marina Market. So if anyone's like, oh my God, I can't, I'm too late, you can get your ticket down there.
There you go.
So you can just rock up on the day.
If you register online, you have to get your ticket. Like, it's still not too late down at the Marina Market.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's a great opportunity.
I love about this as well in the marathon, you just get lads dressed up in skirts and everything taking part. And having a crack.
You know,
it's good for everybody, and anyone can contribute. But if you want to be part of it, there's still time to be part of this year's Echo Women's Mini Marathon. It's great to have you involved in it. I mean, they're delighted to have someone like you on board, because you know, you do have clout.
Yeah, and do you know what? They're a great crowd to work for. Yeah,
are they? Okay.
They really are. They're really helpful and everything. And they're just, I've loved the last 2 years with them. And hopefully there'll be a third if I don't mess up.
Fantastic.
On Sunday.
Fantastic. This is what it's all about for the marathon. There's so many families that have been affected by different circumstances and different situations. I got a lovely message. Casey, I hope you don't mind me messaging this number, but I had your number from back in the day when we did a very special video for Keith, who was part of their family. Unfortunately, Keith passed away suddenly in June. We're absolutely heartbroken and devastated. In his memory, myself, Mam and my sister have decided to do the Women's Mini Marathon to raise funds for Enable Ireland. This is the incredible Mags and Lindsay and Kelly Phelan and the whole family.
Well done.
If you have a look on, just go to eventmaster.ie fundraising and look for their page, fundraising page of Mag, Lindsay and Kelly Phelan. One of thousands of pages that you can support, but I just want to give them a special mention because we did a video for Keith when he was 21. I was so devastated to hear that he had passed, and we're thinking of the whole family. We're super proud that you're going to be out running in his memory this weekend. So Mags and Lindsay and Kelly and all the Phelan family, the very best of luck.
I look forward to seeing the Phelans.
Yeah. All the feels for the Phelans.
Yes.
Listen, you keep up the amazing work you're doing. You can check out Brenda's incredible podcast. Again, it's Cork people telling Cork stories about real life. And the big comeback with Brenda Dennehy.
That's right.
Keep up the good work.
Cheers, Casey. Thanks for having me.
All right. And what time are we looking to do the marathon this weekend?
1 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, but what's your personal best for this?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
A personal best is just have a time in my life. That's all I'm going to say. Forget about the times. Yay! My time's the time of my life.
That's what we do. Listen, have a beautiful weekend. Neil Prendeville is here in a few minutes. Well done, Brenda. Thanks for coming in.
Let's go.
With McDonald's, best mornings start with a sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m.